Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Cooler, but I emphasize that's cooler in quotes for today. It won't be as hot as yesterday when we topped out at 91 degrees, which broke the record for the date. But more importantly, it tied the all-time March record high temperature that will likely be broken as we get into the weekend. And with a weak little front trying to settle into the area and a weak little upper level disturbance, which is one of Rich's favorite weather phenomenons, by the way, we did get a few sprinkles and showers to develop yesterday afternoon, and actually as early as the middle of the day, but boy, they were fleeting showers as expected. They didn't amount to much, in other words, so certainly not helping out the dry conditions that continue to expand and pretty rapidly deteriorating conditions when it comes to our dryness right now. So that does not change, but at least the temperatures are more comfortable today. And with winds coming in off the Atlantic, the beaches will be noticeably lower, with highs today only in the 70s. Now, I realize you can't go to many of the beaches, especially Duval and Nassau County, and you have to have some kind of way to get to the beach in St. Johns County without parking at the beaches. But if you live there or manage to get to the St. Johns County beaches, it's really a pretty nice day. Water temperatures, by the way, have been flirting with 70 degrees, way above average. No surprise, given the very mild winter and the way above average temperatures we've now had for months on end, it would seem like. Now, heat is the story. Tomorrow into the weekend, and it's really quite remarkable for this time of year, for late March, to have the temperatures that we're expecting, 90 to 95 degrees. Tomorrow's record high is 89, set at 1991. We'll likely get to that. Saturday and Sunday's forecast temperatures anywhere from the low to mid-90s, and we're looking at beating the record of 89 on Saturday, set back in 2009, beating the record of 89 on Sunday, set back in 1991, and those temperatures will likely beat the all-time March record high temperature of 91 degrees. So it's a hot stretch, the kind of which, if we had this set up, let me put it this way, if we had this kind of pattern set up where we have very strong upper-level high pressure, a dome, a heat dome, if you will, we like to call it during the summertime, if we had this pattern set up in the summer, we'd be 100-plus. So this is a hot, dry pattern. We'll have wildfire concerns as we head through the weekend. So, boy, be extra careful out there. And, of course, that just goes along with all the other things, I guess we might say, or frustrations we might be seeing at this time right now, given what we're dealing with both medically and economically. But it's certainly a hot weather pattern. Now, we will see a little bit of a break by early next week on Monday and Tuesday as winds start to come in off the Atlantic again, and that gives us a little bit of a temperature drop. Now, we still are going to reach the 80s inland, but it'll be in the 70s at the beaches. The big story is that we continue to track a developing weather system for the middle of next week that offers some hope for some rain. It's not likely to be a complete overhaul or change in the weather pattern, but we should manage at least a day with some decent rainfall, and it appears to still be honing in on, if you will, on Wednesday. And so we'll continue to track that pattern and how it might develop. But that's our best hope for rain of much consequence. Unfortunately, it may come with some severe weather, but still a ways out. That appears to be on Wednesday, our next best chance for widespread and significant rainfall. In the meantime, I have been posting things you can do at home. Homeschoolers, sort of a Weather 101 or weather at home projects that you can do. They're easy, they're cheap, they're fun. So far, I've done an anemometer, which measures wind speed, a thermometer, which measures air temperature, and I have a series of these that I'll do all the way through the weekend into early next week. I've posted a couple in the Burrish blog at WOKV.com, and I'm also posting them on my Facebook fan page, Mike First Alert, and even tweeted some of them out. So check it out, and we'll try to help out a little bit with, let's call it Weather School 101 at home, the home version, courtesy of your chief meteorologist, Mike Burrish. Again, it's on my Facebook fan page, and I've also posted it in my Burrish blog at WOKV.com. Everybody take care of yourselves with all your weather all the time. I'm Chief Meteorologist Mike Burrish for the CBS 47 at Fox 30 Action News, Jax First Alert Weather Center for 104.5 WOKV.
Spin your passion into a business with Shopify and break sales records with the world's best converting checkout. Let's hear that one more time. The world's
world's best converting checkout.
Shopify's legendary checkout makes it easier for customers to shop on your website, across social media, and everywhere in between. Now that's music to your ears. Any way you spin it, you can be a smash hit with Shopify. Start your $1 a month trial today at shopify.com/records.